As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Pucks and Seven with Ryan Payton and Victoria Matiash.
It is July 1. Happy Canada Day to everybody. July 1 also means free agency in the National Hockey League. So many trades and signings happened on June 30th. So you think, what's left? Well, there's going to be a bunch to happen today, but some major players either re-signed or they were dealt, Mitch Marner, to Vegas. So we're going to dive into that here on Pucks and Seven. Ryan Payne, Victoria Matiash, we'll talk Patrick Kane. We'll look at some of the ones, too, still left out there. Again, we're doing this in the morning on Tuesday. So some of the ones that we're going to talk about, it may change by the time the day is done. Probably will, but maybe not. Only time will tell. And some tough news, too, for Alex Pietrangelo. We never want to hear anything like this. He's dealing with a lot of things, so we'll get into that in just a second. Bill Zito. I'm going to preface what we're going to talk about because everybody knows what is about to come out of our mouths with Brad Marchand, Sam Bennett, and Aaron Ekblad. The fact that he still, regardless of what he did the last couple of days, few days after the Stanley Cup, the fact he has still not won a GM of the Year award is a travesty. With all due respect to Jim Nill, it's a travesty. The fact he hasn't won one in the last 3 years when this team went to the Cup 3 seasons in a row, they've won back-to-back. What's Jim Nill done? Yeah, he's made some moves. Yes, Dallas has made it to the Western Conference, but they've never advanced. It's a travesty, Vic. Anyway, I'm putting a stamp on it already. Give him the GM of the Year for 25-26.
Well, if the Florida Panthers fail to make the playoffs, that's probably the only way that he doesn't win it. It's now been so many in a row.
Already? Unbelievable. Yeah.
Okay, so the moves that we can just go through them very quickly so everybody knows what we're talking about. Brad Marchand, okay, there you have it. That's the total. Brad Marchand signed 6 times 5 and a bit.
Yep.
Good enough. Sam Bennett, 8 times 8, which made perfect sense. That was a couple of days ago. Made perfect sense to everybody. And then the bargoon, as far as I'm concerned, Aaron Ekblad is signed long-term, which people didn't necessarily expect. But what's he making, Ryan? Six something?
Yep.
6 and change?
Yep.
The fact that Bill Zito got Aaron Ekblad signed for 6 and change, I understand it's an 8-year deal, and I understand he's 29 years old, but he's 29 years old. He's not 34 years old.
No.
29 years old. The fact they got him for 6 and change when Evan Bouchard is given over 10 mil, and we'll get to that in a bit, and Ivan Provorov is getting his money. The fact he got Ekblad signed for that, I think that was the magic. I think that was the pièce de résistance as part of what Bill Zito has recently done.
Yeah, and you make a great point because I know that Ekblad, in all the exit interviews and then the partying that they did, he was very adamant on, you know, Florida is my home. I want to come back. And I know Bill Zito said a couple of days ago, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was essentially saying that he's trying to offer these players, not just the money, but he's offering them a chance to win, a place to play, a really good environment. And I think he was basically hinting at, I'm hoping that the players will see that. It's not all about the money. It's about the culture in Florida. But right now, the team, they have $500,000 in cap space. That's it.
It's a million and a bit, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. No. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. 500, it's a million two, I think, right now. And they still have to sign 7 more players.
Okay. I thought it was a bit. Okay. Anyway.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. But the fact is that they have to sign that many. But the ones that they have intact for the next number of seasons, Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhardt, Bennett, Verhaeghe,
yes.
Marchand, Anton Lundell through 29-30. On the back end, Jones, Ekblad, Forsling. I know Mikkola's a UFA after this upcoming campaign, but whatever. Then you have Sergei Bobrovsky into the final year of his contract at $10 million. He's going to be UFA in 26-27. Give a ton of credit to Bill Zito and the rest of that brass and the rest of that team. I have no words.
I want to bring up Brad Marchand for a second here, Ryan.
Yeah.
This is the only part that really floored me. I'm not surprised that they re-signed Ekblad. I know they wanted to. And Sam Bennett, we all assumed, was going to re-sign in Florida.
Right.
I really believed I was wrong on two fronts here. Mm-hmm. I thought Brad Marchand was going to test the market. Even if he re-signed, even if he re-signed in Florida eventually, I still thought that he was going to go and see what was offered out there.
What's with the 6 years, though?
That was the second part.
Sorry. Yeah.
Honest to goodness, I thought this would max out at four.
He's not playing when he's 43. He's not playing hockey at 43. I'm sorry, you're not going to be playing hockey. No, he's not. There's no chance. Brad Marchand is not going to play hockey. Who plays hockey at 43?
Yarmir Yager.
Yeah, by the way, I did hear, and this was, I wouldn't be surprised. Bill Zito has been in touch with Yager. He's trying to get him to sign with the team.
That's good. That's not bad.
He is. Yeah, he
not
is.
Not bad, Ryan.
At 73, whatever his name. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. About the 6 years, yeah, I rolled my eyes and you probably did the same thing.
I thought I misread it because I thought this was, first of all, we were talking about two or three, max out at four, and that would take him to 41. So the fact that he got 6 years, the five and a bit is great. The figure is fantastic, but the 6 years is utterly hilarious. Coming back, and I understand we should all be applauding Bill Zito. This has been, it's been a fabulous trick. Just one more thing though, we were talking about the cap space. They need more players up front. They need one or two more defenders. They need another goaltender. They don't even have a backup signed right now, Ryan, with $1 million in a bit. Even if they trade Evan Rodriguez, Ryan, that's $3 million.
Yeah.
So let's say they get somewhere that they have $5 million to spend. They still have to put some bodies in there to play, and there are some holes. So it's going to be, I'm not calling him the magician yet because I want to see what this team looks like on October, whatever, in the first week of October. And then I will be impressed if he pulls this off, because right now the math doesn't make sense to me yet.
Right. I'm looking at, again, like the Puckpedia or whatever that is. They say $500,000. They say $500,000. I'm going to go with that, but it doesn't matter what it is. It's not very much, but Bill Zito's going to find a way to do it. He'll find a way to do it. I'm sure he will. He always does. Mitch Marner to Vegas. If I were to tell you that at one point in his career that Mitch Marner would be traded for Nick Roy, what would you say? Just put aside the sign and trade. Put aside the money. Put aside the deadline.
I'd have some questions.
That essentially was what this is. And again, Mitch Marner, sign and trade with Vegas. Nick Roy coming to Toronto. Mitch signs that 8-year deal at $96 million. That's $12 million. So,
and this isn't to slam Nick Roy. Solid player.
Not at all.
And there's a lot of teams that would like to have Nicholas Roy on their roster. There's no question of that. But when you're looking at the player for player part of it, of course, there's a bigger story here, right? The Leafs were going to lose him for absolutely nothing today. Should it have got that far? So the fact that they couldn't trade him at the trade deadline for Mikko Rantanen or whoever else like they wanted to, at least they're salvaging something. I'm going to give Treliving credit for that, because it could have been a bigger disaster. And now the Leafs got a pretty good depth player, but of course this is not a one for one, but they are clearing up cap space as well. They weren't able to pay Mitch Marner the $14 million, which is the equivalent of the 12 in Vegas. So it's just, I mean, you get what you can out of it and you run with that and shrug your shoulders, I suppose.
Yeah, and this relationship, and we've talked about this, I think this relationship has gone south for a little while. It has. And this was basically Toronto saying, we need to get something for Mitch Marner. We do. We don't want to let him walk for absolutely nothing. And they worked hard. The Vegas camp and the Leafs camp, they've been talking back and forth for, what, days when this really started to gain some legs. Even though, I mean, it was pretty much a given, I think, even weeks ago, that Mitch Marner was going to go to Vegas. That team was the leading team, I guess, from what we understood. So how would you categorize, and then we'll move on, what the Leafs will do. How would you summarize Mitch Marner's tenure in Toronto? If I were to ask you something.
It was successful. Yes.
Okay.
He averaged over a point a game. He was a dynamic player. He was a top 10 winger in the league. He entertained Toronto fans enduringly. So I understand the dissatisfaction with the playoff performance. He was still 0.9 points per game in the postseason, Ryan.
Agreed.
It wasn't a huge disaster. It actually burns my broccoli a little bit how Toronto Maple Leaf slams are really, really slamming this guy.
Burns my broccoli, yeah.
Did you? Mm-hmm. But you get the gist of what I mean, right?
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't mind a bit of burnt broccoli. It's tasty. Go ahead.
Charred, not burnt.
Charred, yes.
Charred broccoli
and
is glorious.
And you cooked a lot in the last week and change, so you know more about that than
I have. We've
go
been
ahead.
Entertaining. Getting know, circling yeah. back to Mitch Marner.
Yes, right.
Yes, it's not ending the way that everybody would have liked.
Yeah.
Of course, we're disappointed with the playoff performances, but it's a team game still.
Yeah.
You can't hang it on one player. Now we're going to go watch him score 110 points on Jack Eichel's flank next season.
I know.
And he's going to, I think this is a change that everybody needed. He was tired of this, but I'm still going to call it a successful run because you can't call it anything else.
No, I'm with you with that. The only unsuccessful part was the postseason, but you can't just blame him. You got to blame the other ones on that team.
Not one guy.
Yeah, it's not just
not
one team.
One guy.
Yeah. And the unfortunate part of it, though, is that a lot of people will not be with us and agree with our takes on this. They will say, well, he didn't do anything in the playoffs and he didn't win the cup and he didn't this, he didn't that. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, whatever you like. But there's not many players in the league that can get you 80, 90, 100 points pretty much almost every given season.
He's magical with the puck, too.
No, he is.
Even when he isn't scoring, he's making plays happen like anybody who's watched him. But now it's time to turn the page.
Yep.
So what does Toronto do now? Because right now they need a scoring winger, Ryan. They do. You look at that top four, you've got William Nylander and you've got Matthew Nyes.
Mm-hmm.
The Matias Michelli deal, great.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't want Matias Michelli playing on the top line with Austin Matthews because that's the last resort or the only option available. Max Domi, sure. Bobby McMahon, I guess. But you need somebody else to fill the void left by Mitch Marner, at least somewhat.
Yeah, and I think they have about $7 million, close to that, maybe just south of that in cap space. But I saw this the other day about somebody put like four lines together and then on Puckpedia, put four lines together and they put the three sets of defensemen on. And they had Nines, Matthews, and Domi on one line. Michelli, Tavares, and Nylander on another. Then they had Scott Laughton, Nick Roy, Bobby McMahon on another. And
I
Steven
like that
Lorenz.
Line.
Yeah, I do too. And then Steven Lorenz, who they did sign a three-year deal. Mm-hmm. 1.35. They had Lorenz, David Kampf, and Kelly Yarncroke on their fourth line in Toronto. So what the kind of the word is, look, Brad Tree Living wanted, and a lot of teams did, Brad Tree Living wanted Brad Marchand. There is no discussion in my mind that he did not want him. But Bill Zito took him. And so now that's it. So now what do you do? I would think that they would probably look at trying to trade more than sign players, because how can you sign? I mean, who's out there right now? You're not going to get a Nick Ehlers. That's not going to happen.
He's $10 million bucks.
Right.
You can't
so that's
pay it.
Done. And we'll get into some of the other guys in a second. But I think they need to find pieces through, to be honest, more of a trade. I think they need to sign. If you're saying that they need some extra bodies up front, defensively, they're set. I mean, no one's going anywhere defensively. And in goal, they're set as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that, I don't know. It stinks for them that they didn't get Brad Marchand, because I really
now
think
can I propose to you this?
Yeah, you sure
how
can.
How about signing Brock Besser?
Make sure you're on your knee, though, when you propose. Anyway, go ahead. Carry on. As you were.
How about signing Brock Besser?
Yep.
And then sometime in the summer moving a Yarncroke who only has a limited no trade clause. Ten team can't go there list.
Yep.
Something like that, maybe. If you want to shoot for the moon, otherwise,
sure.
Otherwise, and I know the moon right now is Nikolai Ehlers and Brock Besser.
Right.
We'll get to the UFAs in a minute because it's pretty much the bucket is empty, nearly empty at this point when it comes to completely unrestricted free agents.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Tree Living has to look at the trade market because Michelli, Domi, McMahon.
No, I know.
Okay.
It's not. I've said this for a little while. I would dangle Max Domi in a trade. I would, and I could be in the minority with that, but I would dangle him. You get something in return. Kelly Yarncroke's intriguing. He's going in the last year of his contract, right? So, whatever team, if he does get traded, whatever team that's going to take him will not have to pay him after this coming season.
And the only problem is it's only he only commands a couple of million dollars.
Yeah, it's 2.1.
That's the problem. Then you can add it to the six mil that's sort of floating there. Maybe you can do something, but then you have to do something else creative as well.
Yeah.
Tree Living has his work cut out for him this summer. I'll tell you that much.
He does. He does. And they didn't get Marchant, but they got, he did a great job with Matthew Nyes, did a great job with John Tavares. Right. Fantastic for those two
job.
As well. So good on him. And I'm sure they're going to keep the phones working for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Speaking of paychecks, Provorov, he re-ups in Columbus, and Evan Bouchard, Vic, re-ups in Edmonton with the Oilers. I'm trying to make eye contact with you. There you are. You're scratching. Okay, so you have some thoughts on this?
I just think $10.5 million is ridiculous. I know it's only 4 years, but Aaron Ekblad is signing for six. I think Bouchard is a heck of a defenseman. He's one of the best in the league. Just $10.5 million. But it's 4 years, and then he's betting on himself, hoping, not hoping the cap is going to go up. The cap is going to go up, hoping that he continues to progress and then command more money down the line. I like the roll of the dice on behalf of the player. I can't blame him for taking 10.5. I still think he's an $8.5-9 million. But you're worth, we say it all the time, 100 times we've already said it this year, you're worth what people are willing to pay you. Good for Evan Bouchard. Provorov at $8.5 million.
Yeah.
Provorov at $8.5 million.
Mm-hmm. You're obviously not in.
I'm gonna let that just simmer. Simmer for a minute. Mm-hmm. Provorov, years at $8.5 million.
I think there's something with defensemen. There's something with defensemen in the league, and the money didn't really hit me until now. With really, which you're saying, just kind of let that simmer. That's a lot. He's 28, he's a left-handed shot defenseman. And I just think that if you are a decent defenseman, if you have skill, you're going to cash in on the market. Evan Bouchard is what? He's 20, he's mid-20s,
young.
I think. He's a right-handed shot defenseman. Like Noah Dobson, when he was traded to Montreal and he signed that huge deal, a right-handed shot defenseman at your mid-20s. How many times do you go into an offseason or the trade deadline and teams say, we need a right-handed shot defenseman?
It's true.
Yeah.
Evan Bouchard is 25. I get that. And now this is going to take him to 29 because it's only the 4 years. So if he does continue to, I think, again, I can't repeat this enough. It's just, he's a hell of a defender. He's a great, and I think defensively he's become better. He's been less of a liability and he's one of the best puck movers in the league from that position. Also, you mentioned the right-handed shot, all of that. He's worth money. It's just the $10.5 million blows my mind.
No,
but
I'm
good
with
for them.
You. I'm
congratulations,
with you. And then you
defenders.
Look at, you look at,
continue to
actually,
scoop it up.
I wanted to put this today and I made sure I remembered it. You look at the contracts by Quinn Hughes at 7.9 and then Cale Makar at 9. And you compare those to the ones that we just said. I mean, I would take Quinn Hughes and Cale Makar any day over Evan Bouchard and Ivan Provorov. Patty Kane, kind of like these veterans that sign these deals with a lot of incentives. We've seen Jonathan Toews do it in Winnipeg, Jamie Benn do it in Dallas, now Patrick Kane, he re-ups in Detroit. This deal could be a total of $7 million. It's the base, and then you have all the incentives and the bonuses and what have you. I love Patrick Kane. I really think he can still give something to a team. He's happy to be back in Detroit. If he wasn't with Detroit, I could guarantee you this, that he would have signed somewhere very quickly if he did hit that open market.
He really improved, and it's funny to talk about Patrick Kane improving, but since he started to feel healthy,
yes,
and it took him
true.
Almost
it's a great
an entire
point.
Year.
A great point.
And then he started to score goals again, and he started to look like Patrick Kane. Not prime Patrick Kane.
He'll never be.
He's an older man now. Yeah. But basically in the wintertime, January, February, March, that's when we started. And that's when he came out and said, I finally feel good. I feel good again. And so I can contribute again. And I do think the fact that he only signed for a year, I think that's great for both sides because then he can sign for a year after that if he has a good season. And of course, all the bonuses make it worthwhile. Patrick Kane don't need no money, but you still deserve to be paid to do the job that you're tasked to do. And $7 million, if it all works out, that's a pretty nice annual earning for somebody at his stage of his career.
First overall pick in 2007. It's been that long since he's been in the league. And last season,
I remember
had,
that too. And that's,
yeah, I
oh my goodness,
yeah,
it's so
baby
long
baby face
ago.
Patrick Kane. He had 59 points last season. There's nothing wrong with that. At 36, there's nothing wrong with 59.
And he was more effective. as the season wore on. And I think that's what's most promising about it.
And for these players, too, that are getting toward the end, I mean, outside of Brad Marchand, who just signed, what, a 15-year deal with Florida.
When these might as well be.
Might as well be. He's still playing at 55. When these players are getting toward the end, you're going to see more of this. Give me a one-year contract. Let me just bet on myself. Low risk, high reward for any team. And you mentioned it. Patrick Kane puts up 60, 65 points or something like that, and he feels healthy. He can do that again the following season. So just keep on signing these one-year contracts if you feel like it, because I still think he has a lot left in the tank, to be honest.
It's good for the player as well, Ryan, because let's just say Detroit, again, doesn't impress, and Patrick Kane's like, okay, I gave this a go, and now I'm not obligated to them at all. Now I'm going to join the Los Angeles Kings or whoever it seems to be in better shape to contend for a cup. So it's good for both sides. Everybody has a little bit of freedom.
So I just mentioned Patrick Kane has a lot left in the tank, I think. Well, who's left in the tank now as we hit free agency?
Not a lot.
Today being July the 1st. The crappy thing about yesterday was that, hey, all these big names. I mean, I know a lot of them, no team didn't want them to get to free agency. That's fine. But, now who's on the board? Anyway, you look at some of the best of the rest. Ehlers, Besser, Granlund, Gavrikov, we have it at the bottom of the screen. And again, a lot of this stuff can change over the course of this day and maybe into tomorrow, maybe into the next day. We don't know. But there is going to be some signings. There is going to be some movement. Out of the list that you're looking at below here, the Nick Ehlers one certainly is one. And he said, Kevin Cheveldayoff said this a number of days ago. He said, look, we're still talking to him and we will talk to him as long as we possibly can. Hopefully the last conversation will be congratulations on this new contract with our team. But I'm not surprised, and this has been the sentiment for a little while, that Nick Ehlers will test free agency. But don't forget, Jets fans, it doesn't mean that he's not going to re-sign with your team. It's just he wants to see what's up there.
You know, at this point, when you're the top player considered left available as an unrestricted free agent, your agent is telling you there is no way you're signing squat. Because you are, whether it's by the Jets or whether it's by somebody else, you are going to get paid. In fact, you're going to get overpaid. So you might as well grab your bags of money, at least listen. And if you're more content sticking with a team that you're very comfortable with and you want to contend for a cup with, so be it. But at least hear what's out there. And the same thing goes for Brock Besser now. Brock Besser is going to get paid $8 million, Ryan.
He will.
Yeah, somebody's going to give him, because he is probably the best goal scorer available left on the board. And so he's going to get $8.5 million. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And with Brock Besser, this is the most intriguing thing for me with whatever team he signs and whoever he's with by the time training camp starts in September. Everybody knows that last season in Vancouver, it was messy. It was just the JT Miller saga, the Elias Pettersson saga. Mm-hmm. They tried to trade better. I mean, everything was just yuck. So now Miller's gone, Pedersen's still there, and then Besser needs a change. So I will be very intrigued, regardless of the contract that he signs. He's got a lot of talent. He's a talented player. This change of scenery for him, wherever it may be, I think is going to do him the world of good. Putting the money aside, sign him for a buck. I just think he needs to get out of Vancouver officially and kind of restart and re-rev the engine, if you will.
He's going to get more than a buck. He is. It's going to be
a buck and a half, maybe.
Probably, yeah, times a few. Yeah.
Plus incentives.
This is the right.
Yeah.
This is my most intriguing free agent watch. I'm very curious to see, because I don't really have an idea. We're hearing about Ehlers back in Winnipeg or maybe Carolina. Gavrikov is now the fact that he didn't broker a deal with Los Angeles, maybe New York. You're smelling, Elliot Friedman says that Granlund might land in St. Louis. So you're hearing these different rumors about, because of course there's no tampering in the NHL.
What?
You're hearing where these players, and Besser, I just don't have a read on it. I don't have a read on it at all. So whether it happens today, July 1st or tomorrow, the 2nd, or maybe even the 3rd, if his agent wants to listen to absolutely everybody, it might take a bit of time.
Throw this one quickly to you, and then we'll get to Alex Pietrangelo, and then we'll wrap. Corey Perry, all he does is lead teams to the cup and help lead teams to the cup. Right. He doesn't win cups, but he helps lead them to a cup. He's another example of a player that's going to sign probably a one-year contract with whatever. I know Edmonton's trying to get him. There's a little bit of some hiccups involved, but I was reading, too, that maybe he'll entertain the idea of going back to Dallas and being with the Stars. But he would be, if you want to go back to Toronto or any other team that kind of wants to not only get through the postseason or first round, but really get over that hump and need the veteran leadership in that room. Corey Perry would be an asset to any team, any of the 32 teams, for cheap.
Cheap and effective.
Yeah.
And I think people will be scrambling to get him. It's going to be up to him. I think I might be a little surprised to see him leave the Oilers. I think he's having a good time there. And how many times can you move around? And he's been moving around quite a bit lately, that if you've, you want to stay put for a little bit. And also, you're with a team that just went to the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah,
right?
Tight. No, you're tight. Again, free agency getting going at noon Eastern time today. So going to be some movement over the course of the afternoon into the next couple of days and whatever it is. The summer is interesting. It'll be very much so in the next week in change. Last one. We never want to see any of this stuff, and certainly we wish the best for Alex Pietrangelo. So Vegas Golden Knights general manager Kelly McCrimmon said this. Alex is going to be away from the Vegas Golden Knights for this season. He's dealing with, and when I read this, Vic, my hips started to hurt. I mean, I'm in some pain, whatever, but not like this. His hips require, both of them, not one, both of them, require bilateral femur reconstruction, and there's no guarantee of success with that. So when I saw that, this is not something where, okay, you may have some ligament damage, you need some surgery, take 2, 3, 4 months off, and we'll reevaluate after training camp in December, maybe come back. This to me is career threatening and potentially, I don't like to say it, but career ending.
I don't think we're going to see Alex Pietrangelo play in the NHL again, the way that he's speaking in terms, I have to make the decision that's best for me.
Yeah,
I need to feel good again. It sounds like this guy hasn't felt good for a long time.
Very long time. Like
playing hockey is making it much worse.
Yeah.
And when you use the term, I have to make the best decision for myself, or you use the words rather, I have to make the best decision for myself and my family.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking life bigger picture, which is exactly what he should be thinking.
Yeah.
Alex Pietrangelo has had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
He's played a gajillion years, drafted way back in 2008, two cups, two different teams, going to the Hall of Fame.
Great leader.
Oh, that's what he's known for.
Yep.
He's going to end up in hockey ops in some, if not media work.
100%.
I like him in hockey ops
in
some capacity when he feels better. And he's going to probably be working with the NHL for the, you know, the rest of his working life, as long as he wants to. So this isn't the tragic ending that it has been for other players. Of course, you want to go out on your own terms, but honest to goodness, Alex Pietrangelo, future Hall of Famer, there's no question about it.
Yep. So, and McCrimmon did say too that during the Four Nations break, they gave Alex some treatment, and he tried to get better, but there was just nothing that came of that for him. He's only 35. Again, we talk about Marchand and Kane and Perry and Jonathan Toews, other ones in the mid to late 30s that are continuing, but this one's tough, it is. So, look, we love watching him play. Certainly hope it's not the end, but obviously the family's first, and also the health of him is first and foremost as well. All right, again, we talked about Bill Zito, Mitch Marner, a lot of signings, that sign and trade certainly on Monday, and free agency getting going. Again, we're doing this in the morning on Tuesday, so it's almost ready to go here on this Tuesday. So, quick question, how many significant signings are there going to be today?
Significant?
Yes. Like the Ehlers. Are we going to see him done? Are we going to see Besser? Are we going to see Granlund? Are we going to see...
I don't think... I hate making these predictions because the opposite always happens. I don't think Nikolai Ehlers gets signed today on July the 1st.
Okay.
I think his agent wants to talk to as many teams as possible. That takes time.
Yeah.
And I don't... I think Besser is tomorrow on July the 2nd. So I don't think we're going to see any wahoos, maybe a Jake Allen or something like that today.
But nothing, nothing out of the, like the big, ones. Like
One small footnote to that, Ryan.
Yeah.
You know how the NHL, and you and I talked privately about this a couple of days ago, the NHL is looking to really hammer down on the tampering issue.
Yes.
And they want to make an example. There's rumors they want to make example of a team. So how can you have a deal roll in at 12:05?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Because that's indicative that you've obviously been talking. You can't make it obvious. So even if, say the Rangers have something hammered out with Gavrikov, and I'm not suggesting they do at all, but I'm just talking, theoretically.
And
they can't, they have to at least wait till 2:30 or something, or 1:30.
I mean, that would really be, that'd be very suspect if that, like, this just in, this just didn't happen. It wasn't consummated in four
minutes. It took 30 seconds for us to get this done.
12 o'clock. Hey, yep, good. Boom. Right. I don't know. So you're saying essentially as we wrap, keeping the Canada Day theme going, not a ton of fireworks today, but there's going to be
a lot of course across the country. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to everybody who celebrates.
That was for your benefit. Yeah. Don't even get me going on that. What a contract. What a smart man.
2035.
Ridiculous. Is that what it is? 2035. Yes. So we have 10 more years of this? Wow. Yes. Great. Can't wait to do this in 35 where you say, finally, it's done. Bobby Bonilla Day. All right. Pucks and Seven. Ryan Payton, Victoria, Matty Ash. And enjoy free agency. We'll be back and we'll put a wrap to, we'll be joined by Jake Hahn on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. And we'll put a wrap again on Monday's happenings, Tuesday's happenings.
And get his take on all of it, too. He's going to have a different perspective as well.
Yeah, we'll talk to him.
This has been Pucks in 7, available on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.